This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two U.S. officials said on Tuesday a threat from Iran prompted moves by the U.S. Secret Service to boost protection around Donald Trump before the attempted assassination over the weekend of the former president, which appears unrelated to the original threat. The additional resources did not prevent Saturday's attack at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania that left Trump's ear injured, killed one rallygoer, and severely injured two more when a 20-year-old with an AR-style rifle opened fire from a nearby rooftop. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on Tuesday was convicted of all charges, including bribery, and the Senate Majority Leader says he needs to go. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 70-year-old Democrat says he's disappointed but believes he'll win an appeal.
I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never ever been a foreign agent.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says justice was served.
This was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in Menendez's own party calling for him to step down. His sentencing is October 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday the U.S. still believes Israel is committed to a ceasefire deal despite the latest strikes in Gaza.
They're committed to trying to reach a ceasefire. They're committed to the proposal that they put forward and that the president outlined publicly over a month ago, about a month and a half ago now, and they continue to remain engaged in the talks to try to reach a ceasefire.
It comes as Israel said they would send a delegation to Cairo for further talks. This is VOA.